This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A technical problem forced a halt to all trading on Tokyo stock exchanges Thursday, with no information on when activity would resume, the bourse's operator said. The precise nature of the glitch was not explained further, but it meant the country's top indexes, the Nikkei 225 and the TOPIX, were unable to open at the start of the trading day. An official told AFP trade was suspended starting at 8:35 a.m., Orders were also not being received. Wednesday, a U.S. court approved an $800 million settlement for victims of America's worst mass shooting, a rampage that left 58 dead and more than 800 wounded in Las Vegas. In the October 2017 massacre, a man opened fire with high-powered rifles from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino, unleashing more than 1,000 rounds as he mowed down people among a crowd attending an outdoor country music festival. MGM Resorts International, the casino's owner, will pay $49 million of its own funds, while the remainder is to come from its insurers, the court order stated. An earlier statement said the settlement does not amount to an admission of liability by MGM Resorts. Tomorrow is the three-year anniversary of the shooting. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has called for a $7.37 billion bailout package for London's transport operator in an attempt to keep the capital's transport system going for the next 18 months, the Financial Times reported. Khan, who serves as the chairman of Transport for London, has requested for the financial package in his submission to the government spending review as passenger numbers continue to plunge due to the coronavirus pandemic-induced strict measures on public transport, the newspaper said. For more on these and any other news,